Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting sixth. The DH, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Avila. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lourie Garcia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Whit Merrifield. Batting second. The center fielder, Paolo Orlando. Batting third. The first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Batting fourth. The DH, Kendrys Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chesler Cuthbert. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Hunter Dozier. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Duffy. And now, play ball. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Merrifield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Merrifield. The throw from Avila and he is out, Sanchez applying the tag. One out. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Orlando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Orlando reaches second base with a double. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hosmer for the out. Orlando moves to third. Two outs. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frazier moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez strikes out. Perez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanchez out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuthbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hunter Dozier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Escobar moves to second. Whit Merrifield batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Merrifield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a line drive beyond short. Anderson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Escobar scores. Dozier moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orlando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orlando takes first base on ball 4. Dozier moves to third. Merrifield moves to second. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sanchez. Dozier scores. Merrifield moves to third. Orlando moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quintana fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuthbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escobar moves to second. Hunter Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dozier is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Dozier hits a pop-up towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Merrifield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Merrifield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paolo Orlando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orlando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Orlando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garcia. Orlando reaches second base with a double. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hosmer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hosmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando scores. Hosmer moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Morales reaches second base with a double. Hosmer scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Beck now pitching. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Escobar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuthbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hunter Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu strikes out. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Frazier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Frazier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merrifield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Merrifield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orlando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Orlando is hit by the pitch. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hosmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hosmer for the out. Orlando moves to second. Two outs. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Royals. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paulo Orlando now playing right field. Billy Burns now playing center field. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Jason Coates pinch hits for Alex Avila. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merrifield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive beyond second. Merrifield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Smith now catching. Jason Coates now playing right field. Jacob Turner now pitching. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. One out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuthbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Kevin McCarthy now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a line drive towards the mound. McCarthy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Frazier is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Abreu moves to second. It's 8-3, Royals. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns is hit by the pitch. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merrifield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Merrifield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Merrifield reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Royals. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orlando is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Orlando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Merrifield moves to third. One out. Eric Hosmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hosmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Merrifield scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Royals. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Peter Moylan now pitching. Jason Coates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coates is 0-for-1 in the game. Coates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lurie Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moylan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.